Hare Krishna, welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adhika Dada and Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 24.71 onwards. Hare Krishna, Adhika Dada and Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over the call.
Thank you Mataji, Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for this opportunity to serve all of you today. We will chant Mangala Charan first. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam yena bhutale Soyam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. I'm sorry, Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tuse Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 24, verse number 71. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami. Brahma Shabdera Artha Tattva Sarva Brihatama Swarupa Aishwarya Kari Nahiyandra Sama. Translation and purports by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhayacharana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: the word Brahma indicates the samam bonam, the absolute truth, which is greater than all other truths. It is the original identity, and there can be nothing equal to that absolute truth. Verse number 72. Brihanatvacha tad brahma paramam viduhu tasmai namaste sarvatman yogi chintya vikaravat. Translation: I offer my respectful obeisances to the absolute truth, the samam bonam. He is all pervasive, all increasing subject matter for the great yogis. He is changeless and he is the soul of all. Purport: this is a quotation from the Vishnu Puran, 1.12.57. Verse number 73. Sei Brahma Shabde Kohe Swayam Bhagavan Aviditya Jnanayaha Vinanahiyan. Translation: the proper meaning of the word Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, and without whom nothing else exists. Swayam Bhagavan, Advitiya Gyan. Yaha Vina Nahiyan. There's nothing else. And the last verse for today, verse number 74. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Translation: the learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth say that it is non-dual knowledge and is called impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the personality of Godhead. I'll read again. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth say that it is non-dual knowledge and is called by three names: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the personality of Godhead, Bhagwan. Purport: this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. For an explanation, see Adi Lila 2.11. So we'll go to Adi Lila 2.11. Same verse is mentioned. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. We'll go to the purport directly. Srila Prabhupada writes, this Sanskrit verse appears as the 11th verse of the first canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Suta Goswami answers the questions of the sages headed by Shaunak Rishi concerning the essence of all scriptural instructions. Tattva Vidaha refers to persons who have knowledge of the absolute truth. They can certainly understand knowledge without duality, because they are on the spiritual platform. The absolute truth is known sometimes as Brahman, sometimes as Paramatma, and sometimes as Bhagavan. Persons who are in knowledge of the truth know that one who tries to approach the absolute simply by mental speculation will ultimately realize the impersonal Brahman. And one who tries to approach the absolute truth through yoga practice will be able to realize Paramatma. But one who has complete knowledge and spiritual understanding realizes the spiritual form of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Devotees of the personality of Godhead know that Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Vraja, Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, is the absolute truth. They do not discriminate between Sri Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. One who wants to separate Krishna's absolute name, form and qualities from the Lord himself must be understood to be lacking in absolute knowledge. A pure devotee knows that when he chants the transcendental name Krishna, Shri Krishna is present as transcendental sound. He therefore chants with full respect and veneration. When he sees the forms of Shri Krishna, he does not see anything different from the Lord. If one sees otherwise, he must be considered untrained in absolute knowledge. This lack of absolute knowledge is called Maya. One who is not Krishna conscious is ruled by the spell of Maya, under the control of a duality in knowledge. In the absolute, all manifestations of the Supreme Lord are non-dual, just as the multifarious forms of Vishnu, the controller of Maya, are non-dual. Empiric philosophers who pursue the impersonal Brahman accept only the knowledge that the personality of the living entity is not different from the personality of the Supreme Lord. And mystic yogis who try to locate the Paramatma accept only the knowledge that the pure soul is not different from the super soul. The absolute conception of a pure devotee, however, includes all others. A devotee does not see anything except in its relationship with Krishna, and therefore his realization is the most perfect of all. End of purport. Hare Krishna. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram gurave gaura chandraya radhikaya tadalaye krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya namo namah. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees who are listening, so that by the power of your blessings, your kind blessings, for the next few minutes, Guru and Gauranga will empower me to speak few words in such a way that our hearts become attracted to the lotus feet of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. I apologize for any inconvenience in starting the class today. I also apologize for not being in the proper attire. Hare Krishna. So, we are continuing the analysis of Atmaram verse as presented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is present everywhere, one who knows everything, one who is Swayam Bhagwan, Krishna, who came 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyami cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaham samatitani, I know everything. In the present, Vartamanani, Charjuna, I know what has happened in the past. Bhavishyami cha bhutani, what is going to happen in the future, that also I know. I know past, present and future, I know everything. But, mam tu vedana kaschana, but me, no one knows. That Krishna who is inconceivable, who is Achintya, is speaking about the Atmaram verse. And he is explaining the meaning of Brahman. Brahma. Brahma also means the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is understood by the transcendentalists in three aspects. Preliminary understanding is Brahman, which is the impersonal effulgence of Krishna's transcendental body. Second is by the yogis who realize Paramatma in our heart. Sarvasya chaham ridi sannivishto matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. वेदायश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यो वेदान्तकृत् वेद विद् एव चाहम्. इन् द 15th चाप्टर् 15th वर्स् आफ् भगवद्गीता कृष्ण स्पीक्स् दिस्. सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टो, ऐ मीन् एव्री वन्स् हार्ट् अस् परमात्मा. सो परमात्मा एण्ड् आत्मा आर् डिफरेण्ट्. सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टो, इन् हूज़् हार्ट्? इन् द हार्ट् आफ् द लिविङ्ग् एण्टिटीस्. सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टो मतः स्मृतिर्ज्ञानम् अपोहनं च. फ्रम् कृष्णा कम्स् नालेज्, रिमेम्बरन्स् एण्ड् फर्गेट्फुल्नेस्. वेदस्य सर्वैर् अहम् एव वेद्यो, ऐ एम् द नोवर् आफ् द वेदास्, ऐ एम् द नोवर् आफ् श्रीमद् भागवतम्, ऐ एम् द नोवर् आफ् चैतन्य चरितामृत, ऐ एम् द नोवर् आफ् भगवद्गीता, ऐ एम् द नोवर् आफ् द वेदास्, उपनिषद्, पुराणास्, आल् द संहितास्, इतिहासास्. कृष्ण नोस् द रिवील्ड् स्क्रिप्चर्स् एस् इट् इस्. चैतन्य महाप्रभु नोस्. वेदान्तविद् वेदकृत् च अहम्. He is the compiler of the Vedas and he is the knower of the Vedas. He is the compiler of the revealed scriptures. He is the revealer of the revealed scriptures. He is the, because he is Vyasdev, so he has compiled all the revealed scriptures. And Vedavid, he is the true knower of the scriptures. So this Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. And he is saying that the Supreme Absolute Truth has three aspects to it, as realized by different transcendentalists. The impersonalists, who are Brahmavadis, they realize the Brahman and they merge into the Brahman. The yogis who follow the path of Ashtanga Yoga, they can realize the Paramatma in the heart, which is nothing but form of Krishna in the form of Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who is one of the Purusha avatars of Krishna. There are three Purusha avatars: Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. The Lord in the heart is an expansion of Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So they realize Vishnu in their heart. However, those who follow the path of not Dhyana Yoga, because by Dhyana Yoga you can get Brahman realized. By following the path of Ashtanga Yoga, you can realize Paramatma. But by following the path of Bhakti Yoga, you can understand and develop your relationship, or revive your relationship with Bhagwan. Because Krishna's expansion of the expansion of the expansion's expansion is Paramatma. And Krishna's bodily effulgence is the impersonal effulgence called Brahman. But to understand the Bhagwan himself, the reservoir of all the six opulences of fame, knowledge, beauty, strength, wealth, renunciation, that is real knowledge. That is Raja Vidya. And this Bhakti Yoga is Susukham kartum avyayam. It is happily practiced. Kevala ananda kanda. So there are these different aspects to transcendence. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that devotees do not discriminate between Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. A pure devotee knows that when he chants the transcendental name Krishna, Sri Krishna is present as transcendental sound. This is very important, my dear friends, because in Kali Yuga, it is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, as all of us can vouch for this fact. There is so much quarrel everywhere, in material circles, in spiritual circles. There is so much hypocrisy in material circles and in spiritual circles. So circles. This is the hallmark of this contaminated age. Very, very fallen age called Kali Yuga, which we are in now. And the only way to perfect our lives, Sharira Avidya Jal, this body which is filled with all obnoxious substances. On a gross level, this body that you are seeing of Adi Gadadhar Das is filled with very unsightly blood, very foul smelling stool and urine. Even the gastric contents in the intestine are very foul smelling. Few minutes after eating, if we vomit, the vomitus that comes out, what we puke out, it has got such a horrible stench. Haven't you noticed it? Sometimes we have small children, infants, and they vomit so many times. And it falls in the car, it falls on their clothes, it falls on the car seat. You have to clean it, otherwise it smells very bad. Even your hands, when you clean the vomiting, the vomitus of your children, even the hands have a foul smell and you have to wash it. So this body on a gross level is filled with unholy, obnoxious, dirty substances, mucus, bile, stool, urine, horrible, saliva or spit, obnoxious things inside the ear, earwax, obnoxious things inside the nose, nasal secretions, obnoxious crust in the eyes every morning when we wake up. This body is on a gross level filled with dirty substances. And on a subtle level, this body, the subtle body, is filled with obnoxious emotions, obnoxious thoughts. There is lust, there is greed, there is envy, there is anger, there is pride, there is false ego, false identification with this dirty gross body. Gross body is dirty, subtle body is also dirty. And the worst thing is, we have got Dehatma Buddhi. Deha Atma. We consider this Deha, this dirty, gross and subtle body, to be the self. We think we are this body. We are this intelligence. We identify with our gross and subtle body. We are this mind. That is called Dehatma Buddhi. Deha Atma. Buddhi, considering the body to be the self, Deha to be the Atma. Because we identify with this body. So this body is so contaminated, the subtle body is so contaminated, but my dear friends on Bhakti Sangha group, my dear friends on this Bhakti Sangha group who are listening, even in this contaminated body, this dirty gross body and this dirty subtle body, which is filled with stool and urine, and stool and urine of lust, stool and urine of anger, stool and urine of greed, envy, pride. In this dirty, contaminated situation, my dear friends, my very, very dear friends, in this current contaminated situation, we are not sitting on stool and urine. We have stool and urine inside of us. Just imagine how dirty we are. It's not that we are coming in contact with lust and anger from outside. We have lust and anger and envy, greed, inside us for millions of births, my dear friends. This is Kali Yuga. When this Brahmanda, this universe in which we are present, was created from the breathing of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. And Brahmaji did the Atra Sarga Visargascha Thanam Poshanam Uttaya Manvantareshanu Katha Nirodho Muktir Ashrayam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it explained that there are the 10 things that Srimad Bhagavatam teaches. Atra Sarga, Atra means in this Quran, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarga Visarga. Sarga means primary creation, where through the exhalation of Lord Vishnu, the Brahmandas come out, potential Brahmandas come out in the Mahatattva, which is a dark cloud in the Brahma Jyoti. And then there is secondary creation of individual Brahmandas, So when Brahmaji uses the ingredients given by Lord Vishnu to create this universe, it is called Visarga, secondary creation. This secondary creation happens when Brahmaji actually creates, using the ingredients, creates a universe. And Brahmaji lives for 100 years of Brahmalok. And then to make his creation alive, Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, takes the third Purusha form, Purusha avatar, as Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and comes and lives in each of the Brahmanda, each universe that is created by each Brahma, as Vishnu, that is Shirodakshaya Vishnu in Shvetadvipa. And within that universe also, he further expands as Paramatma, Shirodakshaya Vishnu's expansion. And this Brahma lives for 100 years. And there are cycles of Kali, Dwapar, Treta, Satya. Please don't get bored, my dear friend. This is very, very important. So there is Kali Yuga. It lasts for 432,000 years. Twice that is Dwapar Yuga. Thrice Kali Yuga is Treta Yuga. And four times is Satya Yuga. And together these four cycles is one Divya Yuga. 71 such Divya Yugas is one lifetime of one Manu, one Manvantar. And in each day of Brahma, there are 14 Manvantars, my dear friend. So our lifetime is 100 years maximum. But Kali Yuga is 432,000 years, means so many generations will, thousands of generations of human beings will pass away in one Kali Yuga. But twice Kali Yuga is one Dwapar Yuga. Thrice Kali Yuga is one Treta Yuga. And four times Kali Yuga is Satya Yuga. One Satya Yuga. And all these four Yugas together is one Divya Yuga. 71 such Divya Yuga is one Manvantar. There are 14 such Manvantars in one day of Brahma. Then there is one night of Brahma. Then there is one month of Brahma. Then there is one year of Brahma. And each Brahma lives for 100 years. And currently, we are in the 28th Manvantar of this. We are in the 28th Divya Yuga cycle of the 8th Manu, Vaivaswat Manu, who is the son of Vivashvan. So we are in the Vaivaswat Manu. And there will be 71 Divya Yugas. We are only 27 Divya Yugas passed, and this is the 28th Divya Yuga, my dear friends. And we are in the Kali Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga of the 8th Manu in one day of Brahma, who is 50 years old, who has already lived for 50 years, and he has 50 more years to go, in this one little Brahmanda, which is like a mustard seed in a big sack filled with millions of mustard seeds on the head of Anantashesh. This is just the material creation. We are so insignificant, and we have been in this particular Brahmanda for so many millions of births. Why? Because millions of species, and already 50 years of Brahmaji have passed away. That means so many Manus have come and gone, so many Divya Yugas have come and gone, so many Kali Yugas have come and gone, my dear friends. We are only 30, 40, 50, 60 year old human beings in this one Kali Yuga. But we are so fortunate that even though we have been in this Brahmanda for 50 years of Brahma, which is millions and millions and millions of years for us living entities, and we have done everything, we have performed every crime, we have performed every pious activity, we have been in all the species, each and every one of us, whoever is there on this call, all of us, all of you, all of, you know, myself, all of us, we have performed all pious activities, all impious activities, we have been in all species. Yes, we have been elephants, we have been tigers, because 50 years have passed, of course. And finally now we are in human species. So many human species are there, 4 lakh human species. And the most evolved species is to be a Vaishnava. This opportunity we have got, my dear friends, in Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga, Prayan Alpavisha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yugejana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadata. Very short lived, Alpayusha. We don't have time. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, this absolute truth, this Brahman that we are talking about in this explanation of Atmaram, the supreme absolute truth, Brahma, that we are talking about, can be realized by us in its topmost realization. Not as Brahman, not as Paramatma, but as Bhagwan. And Bhagwan has so many features. He is present in the Vaikuntha planets as Narayan. Higher still, in Narsimha Lok, he is present as Narsimha Bhagwan. Higher still, in Ayodhya, he is present as Lord Ramchandra. Higher still, in Dwarka, he is present as Dwarkadhish. And higher still, in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, Nava Yavanamcha. He is present as the ever-youthful Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. And we have got an opportunity to understand and realize that Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. It is such a rare fortune, my dear friends, and we have got it after waiting for 50 years of Brahma. 50 years of Brahma. Finally, in this Kali Yuga, we have found. And we have found a Sadguru. We have found Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. We have found Bhakti Charu Maharaj. We have found Gopal Krishna Maharaj. We have found Tamal Krishna Maharaj. We have found Sachinandan Maharaj. Whoever is our spiritual master, they are all to be found at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Senapati. We have found it. We have found the disciplic succession. Straight going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Straight going to Krishna, Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. Although we are contaminated, my dear friends, we are in a contaminated gross body, contaminated subtle body, but we have found it. Let us not waste it. And what is the way in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying? Chanting Hare Krishna. That is what devotees do. They chant Hare Krishna. My dear friends, we have got this amazing opportunity. What is your age? I am 39. What is your age? Whatever your age is, whatever has happened in the past, let it be. But today, what day is it today? 23rd? 24th of July. 24th of July 2019. One day before the disappearance tithi of Lokanath Goswami. Let us take a vow that my dear Guru and Gauranga, from today, my life is yours. I have enjoyed all the 4 lakh human species. I have enjoyed 8.4 million species. 50 years of Brahmaji. I have been trying to make it in this material world. I have been trying to make myself happy. I have been trying to satisfy all my desires, all my wants in this material world. And I am frustrated. Now my back is hurting. My hair is becoming gray. My memory is becoming weak. I have got financial stress. Nobody listens to me. My children don't listen to me. I am frustrated. I am frustrated. I am dying. I am going to become old and I am going to die. But today, I surrender to you. Yes, I am contaminated. I am very, very contaminated. I am very contaminated. I am very fallen. But today, I offer my life to you. From this day onwards, July 24th, 2019, from this day onwards, my dear Guru and Gauranga, the rest of my life, whatever years I have left, whether it is one day or whether it is 100 years left in this body, whatever it is yours. My dear Guru and Gauranga, I will live with integrity. No more breaking regulative principles. No more missing my rounds. No more being complacent. No more being a half-baked devotee. No more being spiritually lazy and no more chalta hai attitude. No. From today, that's it. 50 years of Brahmaji, I have given this. No. I have tried to enjoy. I have tried shortcuts. I have tried to be a half-baked devotee. But no, it is not working. I am still in this material world. But Aindra Prabhu made it. Gaur Govind Maharaj made it. Tamal Krishna Maharaj made it. Jayananda Prabhu made it. Ladini Mataji made it. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj made it. That is the path that I am going to follow. No more half-hearted devotional service. From today, I will do what I am supposed to do. I will do what I have promised my spiritual master to do. That's it, enough. Millions of years I have wasted in this Brahmanda, still getting kicked by Maya here. I have had enough, Krishna. I finally turn to you and I want to please you. I want to become your puppet. Please, please, please make me your puppet. Purify me. Please purify me so that I can become your puppet. I want to do that what is pleasing to you. Nothing else. I have tried enough and it has failed. Nothing else works. There are no shortcuts in bhakti, my dear friends. My dear Guru and Gauranga, I have realized there are no shortcuts. If I take a detour, if I take a shortcut, I will remain on the shortcut. I will not make it to my destination. There are no shortcuts. No Acharya in Srimad Bhagavatam, no great personality in Chaitanya Charitamrita has taken a shortcut. Haridas Thakur did not take a shortcut when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, no need to chant 192 rounds. You are old man. Take it easy. Haridas Thakur told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no. My body is fine. My mind is busy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Haridas Thakur, your mind, your consciousness is 100% Krishna conscious. Body has become old. Now reduce your rounds. No need to chant 3 lakh. No need to chant 192 rounds. Chant less. And Haridas Thakur is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, no, no. My body is fine. What is wrong with this body? I am talking. I am breathing. I am moving my hands and legs. Nothing is wrong with this body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My mind is diseased. Because this mind is not letting me chant 192 rounds. Not letting me finish my Sankhya. Just see. This is dedication. That is why Haridas Thakur is Namacharya. He rejected the proposal of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of reducing his Sankhya. Nothing doing. What is this? This is Krishna. We want to go to Golok Vrindavan and play with Krishna. Are, but this Hari Nam, this Krishna Nam is not different from that Krishna of Golok Vrindavan. Who does Gocharan Leela? Who does Ras Leela? Who does Damodar Leela? Yes, that beloved Brajendranandan Krishna is this Krishna Nam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What better activity do you have to do in this human form of life? As Adi Gadadhar Das, at the age of 39, what better activity do you have to do than chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everybody chanted this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Goswamis chanted this mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was chanting in his home in Mayapur. And Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj was staying close to Surabhi Kunj just so that he could be in the Sanidhya, in the association of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And what mantra was he chanting, Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj? Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What was that mantra that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Simha Guru, who is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna, Shri Siddhanta Saraswati, Tachisuta Priyati. 192 rounds, 1 billion names for 9 years, sitting under one umbrella in Navadvip Dham, giving up all other activity. What mantra did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That same mantra our Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada chanted. With tears in his eyes sitting in the courtyard of Advaita Bhavan in Navadvip. That same Mahamantra our spiritual masters have given us. What better activity do we have? How can we stop at 16 rounds? Have we realized, are we chanting Shuddha Nam? Do we see the Ashtakalya Leela of Krishna when we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Are we so realized that we feel that this is enough for us? We don't need to chant more. We have more important activities to do. How long are we going to be half-baked devotees? Prabhupada is saying in this purport that a pure devotee realizes Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's beauty in chanting Krishna. Now tell me, when we chant Hare Krishna, are we able to perceive the physical beauty of Krishna? Are we able to see the Ashtakalya Leela of Krishna when we chant Hare Krishna? Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babenira. Is this happening to us? Hair is standing on end. Tears are flowing down our eyes just by chanting Gauranga or Hari Hari or Hare Krishna. No. We are far away. This human life is coming to an end. Today I may die in an accident when I go back to the hospital. That's it. That was the last round I chanted. I will never be able to touch my initiated Japamala. Oh, why did I not chant more Harinam? We will regret it. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. Just like a drop from a leaf of a lotus plant can just flow down into the pond and disappear. Similarly, this human birth, which is just one birth, most fortunate birth out of the 8.4 million species, is to be born in this karma bhumi where we can make it in this lifetime. That is why Ayanda Prabhu used to say that in this Brahmanda there are so many planets. There are 14 planetary systems with innumerable thousands of planets in this one universe. And there is Bhauma Vrindavan in none of those planets. There is no Bhauma Vrindavan on moon planet. There is no Bhauma Vrindavan with Radhakund, Shyamkund and Govardhan on the sun planet. There is no Vrindavan on Mercury, Venus, Jupiter. No, this is the only Karma Bhumi. When Pavaneshwar Prabhu had come to Atlanta to make his presentation on Vedic cosmology, he mentioned it, that there is only one Karma Bhumi in this entire Brahmanda. In this universe, there is only one Karma Bhumi and that is the Earth planet. The higher planets are meant to enjoy the results of our pious activities. The lower planets are meant to suffer the results of our impious activities. But to make it back home, back to Godhead, the Karma Bhumi for that is this Earth planet. Mother Earth, who is a wife of Varahadev, who is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. We are standing on her lap. We are sitting on her lap watching movies and cricket and news and time pass gossip. In the name of, we have to be balanced, Prabhu. We cannot get burnt out. We have to be practical. We are doing everything. I finished my rounds. Now I can have some yuktahar vihar. Now vihar I have to do. I have to have some entertainment also. We are sitting on the lap of Srimati Radharani on this Karma Bhumi, Earth planet. And we are doing time pass. We are wasting this human form of life. There is no moment to waste. We should slap ourselves when we waste our time. Rare human form of life we have. What better activity do we have than to put our hand in the Japamala and chant? There may be inattentive rounds. People may laugh at us. Sabere chanting nahi karta kya? Don't you chant Brahma Murta? Why are you chanting now? You have come for shopping, you have come for doctor's appointment, you're traveling, you're sitting in the car. Enjoy karna. Why? This human life is so fickle. It can get over at any time. We don't know what will happen in the next birth. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraj. This is the mood of our Goswamis. This is the mood of all our acharyas. Sense of urgency, sense of commitment. There is so much to do. Have we really read the entire Bhagavatam? Have we read the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the purports and understood? Have we memorized all the important verses? Have we read Bhagavad Gita properly and understood it completely? Have we finished Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion? Brihad Bhagavatamrita is there. There is so much to do. But we feel we have more important things to do than this. Where are we going to develop taste for Hare Krishna Mahamantra? That's why Ayanda Prabhu used to say there are so many planets in this Brahmanda. There is only one Karma Bhumi and there is this Earth planet. And guess what? We are so fortunate that we have been born in a human species on this Earth planet. Because of this Earth planet, there are so many other species. We could be a lizard. We could be a cockroach. We could be an ant. We could be a bird. Oh, you like to watch, you like to go to the beaches of Mexico? That is your desire? Okay, become a seagull, become a bird on that beach. Or become a little crab on that beach. You want to go to Cancun beach? That is your Manobhishtam? That is your innermost desire, that you want to go to Mexico on the beach for a vacation? Excellent. You might become a little crab or a little seashell, oyster, or a little fish. There are thousands and millions of small fish there. Or you could become a bird, a seagull, eating those fish on that nice, beautiful beach. And then, why? 7 days vacation. Your entire lifetime can be a vacation on that beach. You want to go to Amazon rainforest? You want to see that? That's your Manovishtam. Well, you will become a snake there. You may become a crocodile in the Amazon River. We don't know what is going to happen. This is a human form of life. We have been all that. We have been that fish. We have been that crab. We have been that seagull. We have been that crocodile. We have done everything. We have been a rubber tree. We have been an oak tree. We have been a sakura tree. Because 15 years of Brahmaji's life has gone, so many creations, partial annihilations have happened. In all likelihood, we have been and we have done all that. My dear friends, next remaining lifetime, in this lifetime, also we have enjoyed so much. Let us give it to Krishna. Let us give it to Prabhupada with enthusiasm and with determination, with fixed up sincerity. And the Prabhu used to say the same thing, that on this earth planet there are so many species, but you are born as a human being. There are millions and billions of human beings. Look around in Atlanta, look around in New York, look around in Charlotte, wherever, whichever city you are joining from. Just look around. How many people in your city are devotees of Krishna, are chanting Mangalarti during Brahma Murta every day and chanting 16 rounds minimum during Brahma Murta every day? Look around and count on your fingertips in your city. How many human beings? But we have got a human birth. We are one of those rare, fortunate human beings who have got this opportunity to do it. And Ayendra Prabhu would say, on this earth planet, there is only one Bhauma Vrindavan. And there is only one Ramandreti. And there is only one Krishna Balram temple. He said, why on earth, or why in this Brahmanda, why in this universe would I leave this place and go anywhere else? I have got a human form of life. I have got a Sadguru. I am Srila Prabhupada's disciple. He has given me residence in Ramandreti, in his Krishna Balram temple, in the Brahmachari ashram. Why? We say, why on earth? Why on this Brahmanda? Why on this Bhumandal should I, in my right mind, give up this place and go anywhere else? And he stayed there, chanted 116 rounds every day, 2 lakh names, doing Sankirtan, started 24-hour Sankirtan, worshipping Radha Shyam Sundar. This is perfection of life. That is why he was able to make it. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, why did he make it? Because he was willing to take, in the mood of Vasudev Datta, the sins of all the devotees and non-devotees. Everybody, let me suffer in the mood of Vasudev Datta. Let everybody else go back home, back to God. Because he would eat little yogurt and dates just one time a day. Because he would cross over forests and mountains from Eastern Europe into Russia, go behind the Iron Curtain and distribute Prabhupada's books and preach there. When they didn't allow him to take books, he memorized Bhagavad Gita and went there on a notebook, wrote down all the important verses of Bhagavad Gita, the essential message of Bhagavad Gita, and distributed handwritten copies of Bhagavad Gita. That was Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Sleeping for 2 hours and chanting minimum 40 rounds. He could have chanted 3 lakh names, but he had service to Prabhupada. So 40 rounds every day minimum, 2 hours of sleep, 1 meal a day consisting of dates, because they don't get spoiled. You can carry it even in the Eastern countries, offer it to Krishna and eat. Distributing Prabhupada's books, reading Prabhupada's books, he would be so sleepy that he would stand, hold a flashlight in his hand, and at night read Prabhupada's books. Amazing Harinam Sankirtan. Amazing Harinam Sankirtan he would do. Ayendra Prabhu also. That's why these devotees are able to make it. Because they were so committed. And we feel that we will remain deeply embedded in our comfort zone and still Prabhupada will take care. I will hold Prabhupada's dhoti and go through the back door of Golok Vrindavan. Ladini Mataji was Mahajano in a Gathasapanda. We have to follow in the footsteps of Mahajans. Which Mahajan said that I will hold Prabhupada's dhoti and he has the key to the back door and I will enter through back door? None of our Mahajans are doing that. Mahajans are committed, 100% dedicated. We have to follow the example, follow the instructions of Ladini Mataji, of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, of Ayendra Prabhu, Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Yes, if you want to leave your body in Mayapur Dham, talking about why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Jagannath Puri and live in Gambhira, and what were the echoes of Gambhira, what Mahaprabhu would do with Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda in Gambhira, discussing that you want to leave your body in Mayapur Dham, then you have to be like Gaur Govind Maharaj, who translated all Prabhupada's books into the Oriya language. He was completely dedicated to Prabhupada, completely sold out, totally Rasik Vaishnav, such a great soul. He gave us embankment of separation, gave us when good fortune arises, gave us when Mathura meets Vrindavan. Such wonderful books. Gave us beautiful Bhuvaneshwar temple, gave us Gopalji publication, gave us wonderful gems like Madhavanand Prabhu. We have to be dedicated. Otherwise, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. We don't want that. We don't want to take a risk. So we have to be very serious. Tomorrow is the, we have 9 minutes. Tomorrow is the disappearance day of Loknath Goswami. Actually, I had prepared to speak on Loknath Goswami's life, but I got carried away. What a life of dedication. He was born little away from Navadvip. In his childhood, he and his friend, actually his paternal uncle, Bhugarbha Goswami, they left everything, renounced their family, and they came to Navadvip to live with Nimai Pandit. They were so attracted to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they would do Sankirtan with Gauranga Mahaprabhu every day on the streets of Navadvip, on the banks of Ganga. They were living happily with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Loknath Goswami to a secluded place and told him, "My dear Loknath, very soon I am going to take sannyas. And I want you to go to Vrindavan because you will not be able to bear me taking sannyas. You will die if you see me with a shaved head, giving up my ornaments, giving up my opulent clothes, giving up the association of my intimate devotees in Navadvipa. You will not be able to tolerate it. Therefore you go. You go to Vrindavan and I will meet you there." And Loknath Goswami, it was like a thunderbolt to his heart. He fell at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he said, Hey Gauranga, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to break the heart of Sachi Mata? What wrong has Srimati Vishnupriya Devi done that you want to leave her? She's only 16 years old. She's your eternal associate. Why do you want to leave her and go? Why do you want to leave Srivas Thakur? What has Advaita Acharya done? What has Nityananda Prabhu done? What wrong has Murari Gupta done? What has your Gangadas done? Your teacher, Gangadas Pandit, what has he done? You are the life and soul of Kolavecha Sridhar. Why do you want to leave him? What will happen to Mukunda? Who will Mukunda sing for? Why do you want to leave us? Please don't leave us. And Loknath Goswami started crying. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Krishna, he would not relent. Radharani is very soft-hearted. She will never leave. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Krishna, he was, if I may say so, he was very hard-hearted. Actually not hard-hearted. Gaudarya. He wanted to save all of us. So he said, "No, I have decided I am going to take sannyas very soon, in few days. Therefore, I want you to leave Navadvip and go. Because you will not be able to see me as a sannyasi
and you will not be able to see the pain and separation of the Navadvip devotees. That will be the end of your life. You will give up your life. So don't do that. You go to Vrindavan, I promise you, I will come and meet you in Vrindavan. And then, seeing the determination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lokanath Goswami made the instructions of Gauranga Mahaprabhu his life and soul. We may like something, we may not like something, my dear friends, but ultimately we have to bow down before the desire of Krishna. There may be some personal tragedy in our life, the loss of a loved one, financial loss, career loss, physical loss, disease. But if we are committed to Krishna, then we should see it as Krishna's mercy, as Krishna's intervention in our life, as Krishna's test. And therefore, we accept it. We bow down before the desire of Krishna. Tamal Krishna Maharaj would say, when a devotee is tested by Krishna, a devotee feels very happy. Because now the devotee knows that Krishna is not neglecting me. This is Krishna's intervention in my life. Krishna is personally intervening in my life. He welcomes. That's why Kunti Maharani says, na, that let the vipadam, let all these troubles come again and again. Let them come again and again. Because when I get these tests, then I think of Krishna. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. And when I think of Krishna, there is no more rebirth. Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayama shashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gatam. So Loknath Goswami agreed to the plan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with great sorrow, he bid farewell to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He bid farewell to all his friends in Navadvip. And all alone, he went to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas soon after that in Katwa. He shaved off his beautiful, beautiful hair, for which he is called Keshav, Gaura Keshav. Gaura Keshav. Keshav is one with beautiful hair. Also means the killer of the Keshu demon. Our Gaura Keshav became Shri Krishna Chaitanya, shaved his head, wore the simple clothes of a sannyasi, took a kamandalu and left. He wanted to go to Vrindavan to meet Loknath Goswami. But the residents of Navadvip were so much drowning in the ocean of separation that Nityananda Prabhu, being the merciful Adi Guru, he knew that the Navadvip devotees will die. They will give up their body if Mahaprabhu doesn't go back to Navadvip immediately. Because Mahaprabhu had left Navadvip and taken sannyas in Katwa. If he did not return and showed his moon-like face to the devotees who were blinded in the darkness of Amavasya, if Gaura Chandra did not come back, they would die in the darkness of separation from Krishna. Shunya itam jagat sarvam Gauranga virahename. So Nityananda Prabhu, to save the life of Advaita Acharya, to save the life of Sachi Mata, to save the life of all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur, Murari Gupta and everyone, Shivananda Sen, he brought Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Navadvip. So in those days, there were no phones, no telegrams, no email, WhatsApp, no internet. So Loknath Goswami settled down in Vrindavan, eagerly waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come back and give him darshan and fulfill his word. Pratigya tava govinda, namay bhakta pravashyati, iti samsmritya samsmritya pranam dharyamam. He was holding on to his pran, his life air, completely depending, hanging on to the hope of Krishna's promise that I will come to Vrindavan and meet you. In those days, the only form of communication was if you sent a messenger, number one, or number two, some pilgrims, some devotees would travel on pilgrimage and they would go from one holy place to the other. And if they happen to come to Vrindavan and they have just been to Navadvip, then they will give news of Navadvip. Hey Loknath Goswami, yes, I was just in Navadvip last month. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Advaita Acharya. Nityananda Prabhu had brought him, tricked him and brought him to Shantipur to pacify all the Navadvip devotees. Like that, some news he would get. So now Loknath Goswami is waiting eagerly for Mahaprabhu to come. He's waiting in Vraja, Vrindavan. And from some traveling pilgrims, he gets the news that, oh, Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katwa and he wanted to come to Vrindavan. He was very eager, but Nityananda Prabhu diverted him and took him to Navadvip. Hey Gauranga, when will you come? When will you come and save my life? I am dying here in separation from you. Imagine Loknath Goswami. He is in Vrindavan Dham, but he is in separation from Radha and Krishna. Because Radha and Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Radha and Krishna of Vrindavan had left Vrindavan in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And here is our Manjari, Loknath Goswami, who in the eternal Golok Vrindavan is a Manjari, Leela Manjari. She is waiting for her Radha and Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. And now Loknath Goswami gets the news that he has gone back to Navadvip. Oh, he is waiting, crying in separation. Hey Gauranga, please come back and save my life. I am dying. Hey Gauranga, Amar Praner Raksha Karo. Hey Gauranga, Amar Praner Raksha Karo. He is crying and wailing and weeping in separation, in anticipation. Shabari was told by her guru, Matanga Rishi, that you wait here at Pampa Sarovar and every day prepare for Lakshman and Ram to come. And the two brothers will come surely someday. She waited for hundreds of years. And finally Ram and Lakshman came. Similarly, Loknath Goswami is waiting. Mahaprabhu himself had promised. And then through some traveling pilgrims, he gets the update that after visiting Navadvip, after staying in Shantipur for some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the orders of his mother, Sachi Mata, who told him, don't go to Vrindavan, that is too far away. You stay in Jagannath Puri, which is close by. So at least through some traveling pilgrims, devotees, I will keep getting news of you. Otherwise, in my old age, I will give up my body. So to keep the word of Sachi Mata, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yati Jana Chudamani, the crest jewel of all sannyasis, he obediently went from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri. And now he lives in Jagannath Puri and he has delivered Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya from the misconception of Mayavad. Today's verse we are discussing, Brahmeti Paramatmedi Bhagwan Iti Shabdate. He brought Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya from the realization of Brahman all the way to Bhagwan. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now staying in Neelachal. And he is spreading Harinam Sankirtan like a wildfire everywhere. On the streets of Jagannath Puri now, in the courtyard of Jagannath Puri, there is loud Harinam Sankirtan going on, thanks to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Loknath Goswami is getting these updates. Oh, so he has come to Jagannath Puri. He is not going to come to Vrindavan. Hey Gauranga, Amar Prane Raksha Karo. And then he gets the news that, oh, after delivering Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided to go on a South India Yatra to search for his older brother, Vishwaroop. Hey Gauranga, you have gone to Dravida Desh, you have gone to South India, where will I find you now? Will you ever come to Vrindavan? Have you forgotten me? Have you forgotten your Loknath? You are Loknath. You are the Lord of the life of all the Lokas, all the people. I am also one of them. When will you think of me? When will you shower your mercy on me? Kripa Kataksha. Loknath Goswami was tormented. Finally, he could not take it any longer. He decided to go to South India. I will go and I will seek out. I will find my Gauranga, my Prananath. Hey Gauranga. Searching for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Loknath Goswami traveled for one full year, barefoot, all over South India. Going from temple to temple, oh, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very effulgent young 24-year-old sannyasi, did he come to this temple? Ah, yes, he came. And he has gone in the southern direction. Oh, yes, he came here. Yes, now he is in Srirangam. Oh, he's going to stay there for 4 months. Go quickly, make haste. And by the time Loknath Goswami would practically running barefoot, he would reach Srirangam. He would come to know Chaturmas is over. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone. He has gone to further south, to Dhanushtirth. He has gone here, he has gone there. Oh, he has gone to Madurai. Oh, he has gone here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, and Loknath Goswami, like a madman practically, was chasing after Gauranga Mahaprabhu, trying to find him. Finally, one day he got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after completing the South India Yatra, he has gone back to Neelachal. So Loknath Goswami went to Neelachal, Jagannath Puri, to find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he got the news that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come back, but now with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he completed a South India tour with Kal Krishna Das. But now with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he has gone to Vrindavan, and he is very eager to meet you. Loknath, what are you doing here in Jagannath Puri? Hey Gauranga, you had given me the order that he will come to Vrindavan someday, and true to your words, you are fulfilling your promise, and you are coming to Vrindavan eager to meet me, eager to save me, and look at me, disobedient rascal servant of yours. I did not wait in Vrindavan. Now who will welcome you in Vrindavan? There is nobody else. Loknath Goswami was in such turmoil, such emotional torment. He started running from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan Dham. Oh, I have to go there before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reaches. I have to serve him there. Oh, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Hey Gauranga. Village to village, he was asking, did Mahaprabhu go? Yeah, he's already gone. Go quick, make haste. He was running as fast as his frail, malnourished, chapped, cracked lotus feet could carry him. And finally, Loknath Goswami reached Vrindavan. And he asked the Brajvasis, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come here? And they told him, hey Loknath, he was here for 2 months with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. What amazing pastimes he did. What Naam Sankirtan he did. He found Radhakund, he found Shyamkund. His pastimes with Gopal, his pastimes at Govardhan. What amazing pastimes he did. He stayed for 2 months, my dear Loknath. And every day he would ask about you. Where is my Loknath? But finally now, he has left Vrindavan and he has gone to Prayag for the Magh Mela. Hey Gauranga, I am so unfortunate. Only once in your Leela were you supposed to come to Vrindavan, and you had instructed me to wait here so that you will come to Vrindavan and I will get your association. 2 months, day and night, I could have stayed with my Gauranga, my Prananath. And look at me, I'm so unfortunate. I missed the chance. I failed in my service and I missed the chance. No one can be more fallen than me. Gauranga karuna karo binahi na jane Mosama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. No one can be more fallen than me in the three worlds. This Loknath Goswami's mood is percolating down to his only disciple Narottam Das Thakur, who is writing this verse. These are the emotions of Loknath Goswami. Mosama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Hey Gauranga, I will leave Vrindavan one more time and I am coming to Prayag for the Magh Mela, and surely I will meet you there and I will save my life. Saying this, Loknath Goswami started running towards Prayag. Where this conversation, my dear friend, is taking place, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, that we are discussing today. Loknath Goswami was wanting to come, running here. And in his exhaustion, he became faint and he fell down unconscious. In that state of exhaustion, the most merciful Gauranga Mahaprabhu, hey Gauranga, Amar Prane Raksha Karo, that Gauranga, he appeared to Loknath Goswami. and told him, my dear Loknath, my dear Loknath, please don't feel sorry that you could not meet me in Vrindavan. Don't come to Prayag. You stay in Vrindavan. That is my desire. And I will soon appear in another form in Vrindavan to be with you. And then that vision disappeared. And Loknath Goswami, who was so filled with anticipation that now for the Magh Mela, I am going to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because he has just left. The Prabhupada told him, Gauranga Mahaprabhu must not have gone very far. He just left for Prayag, for the Magh Mela. Go, go, go. He was this close to meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally. And Mahaprabhu comes in a vision and says, don't come. Hey Krishna, hey Gauranga. Hey Gauranga, Ashlishava Padartam Pinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva. We have chosen such a Lord. What to do, my dear friends? Knowingly we have chosen Krishna as our Lord, who does this to his devotees. And then Loknath Goswami, what can a devotee do? We have to follow the orders. Kinkaram, Ainanda Tanuja, Kinkaram, Kinkaram, what should I do? Kinkaram, what can I do? That is the mood of a devotee. You want me to go back to Vrindavan? Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Se Mate, Kaste Raputali Jatha, Nachao, Se Mate, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Se Mate. Loknath Goswami comes back. He lives in Khandirvan, makes that his place of bhajan. And all day and all night he is just chanting the names of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, waiting for them to appear to him. And pleased with his bhajan, one day Krishna himself appears to Loknath Goswami and says, I want to give myself to you. And gives him something in his hand and disappears. And when Loknath Goswami looks, it is a beautiful deity of Radha Vinod, a beautiful blackish deity of Krishna named Radha Vinod. Jaya Radha Vinod, Radha Vinod, Radhe. Shrila Lokanathir Pranadhanahe. Jaya Radha Vinod, Radha Vinod, Radhe. That was Radha Vinod. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna appeared to Loknath Goswami in Vrindavan in the form of Radha Vinod. You can only imagine what kind of love Loknath Goswami showered on Radha Vinod. I wanted to discuss everything in detail, but it is already 12:12. I am 12 minutes over time. So we'll conclude here by saying that this is the path that we want to follow. This path of love of Loknath Goswami, this path of surrender, this path of utter dedication and devotion, these are our Goswamis, these are our Mahajans. This is the path, my dear friends, that we want to follow. Pure bhakti, unalloyed devotional service, no compromise. Prabhupada never compromised. Our spiritual masters are completely sold out to Guru Gauranga. We should be also completely sold out to Guru Gauranga. And we have to go deeper and deeper in Krishna consciousness. Then we will also be able to somehow taste a drop of the ecstasy that the servant of Radha Vinod was able to feel in Khandirvan 500 years ago, whose disappearance day is tomorrow. With these thoughts, I will take your leave. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit. Ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is actually like nectar, amrit. Ki jai. Shri Loknath Goswami Pad. Ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda. Ki jai. Iskon Guru Varga. Ki jai. Shri Prabhupada. Ki jai. All glories to all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Great. Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. Ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful, mesmerizing class. I'll not say it's a class, basically it was an instruction to all of us. You know, your classes always instruct us, shake us, literally. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful nectar that you shared with all of us. So I have quite a few questions, but I know the time is not there. Just a small question that, so Lokanath Goswami, after that, never met Sri Mahaprabhu? Because as you said, that Mahaprabhu said that I'll appear. So was it just in the form of a deity that Radha we know that he appeared, or then he personally was not able to meet, is the right understanding?
It was in the form of the deity, Radha Vinod. And then once he appeared also to chastise later on, many years later. So then Lokanath Goswami, he lived with, later on Rup and Sanatan Goswami also came, Bhugarbha Goswami came. But Lokanath Goswami was the oldest and the first Goswami to be sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan. Krishna Prema, Krishna Bhakti, Seva Pravartana, Lupta Tirtha Uddhara Aar. Lupta Tirtha Uddhara Aar. What was the fifth thing that the Goswamis were told to do? Krishna Prema, Krishna Bhakti, Seva Pravartana, Lupta Tirtha Uddhara Aar. Vairagya Shikshana. Fifth thing is Vairagya Shikshana. So to do this five things, to establish books that explain Krishna Bhakti, to demonstrate what is Krishna Prem, Vairagya Shikshan, to show what are the duties of a person in the renounced order of life, Lupta Tirtha Uddhara, to excavate the lost holy places in Vrindavan, and Vairagya Shikshan, Seva Pravartan, Vaishnav Seva, Vaishnav etiquettes, Vaishnav dealings. All these five things to demonstrate Mahaprabhu sent Goswamis. Six Goswamis plus Bhugarbha Goswami, and eighth Goswami was Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami was the first one to go. Then Rup Sanatan Goswami came. They had very intimate relationships. And then when Rup and Sanatan Goswami left this world, Lokanath Goswami was practically giving up his body. He was very weak because Mahaprabhu has gone. Kashishwar Pandit has left this world. Rup and Sanatan Goswami has left this world. And then Mahaprabhu sends Narottam Das Thakur, who has already received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Krishna Prem in the Padma River. He is already a Mahabhagavat, fully self-realized person, Narottam Das Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends him to Vrindavan, and then he had instructed Lokanath Goswami in Navadvip only, when he told him initially to go to Vrindavan, that you go there, I will meet you there, and I will also send later on one devotee called Narottam. You should take care of him. Mahaprabhu didn't say initiate him. Mahaprabhu said take care of him. And now Lokanath Goswami is in this pathetic state where he has lost Mahaprabhu, he has lost Kashishwar, he has lost Rup and Sanatan Goswami. And he's practically on the verge of death. And Mahaprabhu sends Narottam Das Thakur to Vrindavan. And Narottam Das Thakur says that Mahaprabhu has told me, so I beg you, please give me initiation. So when Narottam Das Thakur says this, Lokanath Goswami is so humble, and he sees Narottam Das Thakur is so elevated. He says, how can I initiate you? You are so advanced than me. I cannot initiate you. He declines initially. And Narottam Das Thakur, looking at the pathetic state of Lokanath Goswami, he is so tormented by separation from Rup and Sanatan, so tormented by separation from Kashishwar Pandit, so tormented and heartbroken from separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Looking at this pathetic condition of Lokanath Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur doesn't pursue the matter further. He withdraws. He said, okay, Maharaj. And he just withdraws and decides to serve him from a distance by cleaning his stool and urine. But when Lokanath Goswami refuses, he turns down the proposal to initiate Narottam Das Thakur out of his humility, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears to him and chastises him. Have you forgotten my instruction that I gave you in Navadvip, in that secluded place, that you should initiate, you should take care of Narottam? I meant initiate. Initiate him, come on. So two times, once in the form of Radha Vinod. Radha Vinod deities are now in Jaipur, the original deities. And the Bhajan Kutir is there in Khandirvan, and also his Samadhi Mandir is in Gokulananda temple in Vrindavan. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur later on served the deity of Lokanath Goswami, Radha Vinod, like that. So twice, once in the form of Radha Vinod, and once as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chastise, lovingly chastise, Lokanath Goswami. So like that, Mataji.
Thank you.
And Loknath Goswami became very happy by receiving that chastisement from Mahaprabhu, because then Loknath Goswami got some sense of purpose in life, that by initiating Narottamas Thakur, I am doing some service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My life has got some value, some purpose. Otherwise, in his separation, he was just withering away. So twice, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Anyone else have any question, any comments?
Hare Krishna, Jyati Kata Dada, Prabhu, Koti Koti, then what? How nicely you narrated that our physical body and materially and spiritually we are so contaminated, but we have to take Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lotus feet shelter and we have to chant our round very attentively. And how nicely you explained what the mood of Loknath Goswami, that he is going from Mayapur Dham to Shidam Vrindavan Dham to all the pilgrims to take the darshan of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. How nicely you explained the leelas. Though still we are not qualified to enter in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we feel that leela, that much potency in your class. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Gauranga. All glories to all of you. Thank you for your kind words. I transfer them to Shri Guru Gauranga. If it is, nobody has any more comments or corrections or questions, it is 21 minutes over time. We can end the class if that's okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a very nice class.
Thank you. Anjana Gopika Mataji, is that
yes,
you?
Prabhu. Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Dasosmi. Jai Srila Prabhupada. वंचाकल्पतरूपश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनन्तकोटिवैष्णववृन्दैः नमः.